Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, my life is real great. Feel I'm well on my way to my dreams coming true. And I'm getting to do it with you. Foodstuffs!
Foodstuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convy. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke in the Del Mar Loop and one down in Southampton. We are also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98, where I also heard that Jen is going to be giving hints about when we're giving out Taylor Swift tickets. Right?
I guess so.
That's right.
Now he's holding me to it.
You have to. Follow us on Instagram. That's the point. All right. Quick hits. Some things that are coming out. M&M's new international flavors. They're going to release three of them, and then we decide which ones we like the best. How do these sound? English toffee?
I love a Heath bar.
Sounds really good to me. Thai coconut? I'd have to try it.
I know.
Yeah. I don't want a curry M&M. A coconut curry M&M.
And Mexican jalapeno.
I don't want a spicy M&M either.
No thanks on the M&M front.
I'll eat a wasabi. Eat a wasabi pea if you need that.
Other some chocolate.
Yeah.
Our friends at St. Louis Bread Company, known elsewhere as Panera Bread, will now let you build your own mac and cheese with toppings like bacon, avocado, and salsa.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that's big. That is my daughter's number one food.
Mac and cheese?
The Panera mac and cheese.
It's good. It's like a white Vermont cheddar. Here's the problem. Don't look at the calories. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. But it's so good.
It is good.
Oh, but if she could have... She likes avocado, and she likes some bacon. I feel like that.
And I feel like it's very healthy.
Yeah,
with
right.
the avocado in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Foodstuffs.
Not too long ago, a third grader from Michigan named Kinsley Lynn James wanted some Taco Bell, right? And her mom's like, I can't get you Taco Bell. And she didn't understand why Taco Bell didn't deliver. She had a real problem with it, so she sat down.
Look at that, what life is like for people.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
She sat down and she wrote Taco Bell a letter, and she gave them all these reasons that they should deliver. She's just 9. So it included things like if somebody's in the hospital and they want Taco Bell, and they want somebody to get it for them.
Right.
She gave them a handful of reasons. what if you're feeling lazy, but you really want nacho fries?
Kevin has a similar story when he wrote the
McDonald Corporation.
Yeah, about the McRib.
Yeah.
But you were like 40.
And they sent it back because I called it the McDonald Corporation.
Oh, wow.
All right, so.
She also told him it'd be a good way to make money, so she really broke it down for him. And then how about this? Taco Bell got the letter, and now she is speaking at their annual convention in Las Vegas.
Because they did roll out delivery, right? I remember us talking about that.
They're trying it. So I think in Indianapolis right now, Taco Bell, it's a little pilot program, but you got to think that's going to expand.
Don't you think?
Yeah. Don't you think it helps their sales too? Because you have to have a minimum order.
Yes.
If you go through the drive-thru, you might spend a couple bucks, but if they can deliver to you and they say minimum order 10 bucks.
Although crunchy tacos may be a hard delivery thing. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Unless they made it and immediately got in their car.
I'm saying...
They can't sit very long.
You're probably ordering late at night, and there aren't as many cars on the road.
Okay. What if I'm ordering at noon?
No, I don't think you are.
Could you make your own? Could they just, you know what I mean?
That's a good idea. I don't see them doing that, but that's a good idea.
Look who's talking at the next Taco Bell convention.
Yeah.
They'll figure it out. Between Kevin and this 9-year-old, I'm sure they'll... crack the code.
Yeah, they'll have a deconstructed taco for you in the bag.
I wasn't super excited about this, but I do feel like I should let people know. There's a growing trend of people, you know, the little liquor bottles in the refrigerators and hotels?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The airport liquor bottles?
Yeah, do you know about this?
What?
I do.
There's this trend where people will drink out of the little bottles of liquor in their hotel mini fridge and then refill them.
Oh, like vodka and refill it with water?
No. urine.
No. Oh.
Why not just do water?
Because I guess, I don't know.
Is it like a prank people are doing? Because it's not nice.
I think it is a prank.
And isn't, don't they check the seal to see if the seal has been broken?
Yes, they do. So yeah. Here's the deal. A bunch of hotels in Spain removed all the mini bars from their rooms because they did a study that that found out this is surprisingly common.
Oh, my gosh.
And they say maybe it's it tends to happen in hotels that are popular bachelor party spots.
That's not right.
So a spokesman for a hotel chain said that they do see it happen. It is a thing that goes on. But he claimed that so far employees have always caught it before anyone tried to drink the bottles. Here's the deal. If somebody does, they're
are
not
you gonna
telling anybody.
Yeah, is that lemon lime Gatorade really?
Yeah.
Or somebody that needs to drink more water.
People, this is why we can't have nice things. Can we just behave ourselves?
No.
Can you imagine going to the front desk and be like, I just wanted to give you a quick heads up. I had a few sips of that vodka, and it's not vodka.
Yeah, it's urine. Mm. It's not nice.
Anyway, that's just me looking out for you guys. I don't like telling these stories, but I feel like you need to know. That's
Food
Stuffs.
Okay, so Lance, I got a call from Roger.
Roger?
Roger spotted a highway. He spotted a highway. He spotted
a
ladder.
Roger. Thanks for calling.
A ladder.
Yeah, he's very excited about it. And then he had said something else that made me laugh out loud on the phone. So the ladder, I'll tell you that first of all. Mm-hmm. 44 eastbound at 55.
Okay.
And then while you're tallying.
Yep.
He said, does Lance do traffic less now? I'm like, yeah, he actually does. He goes, huh. Ever since Mr. Funny Guy joined the show, your traffic's way less now.
Whoa!
I told him that the two things have nothing to do with each other.
Nope, not at all.
Oh, wow. Man.
Roger.
Keep that feedback coming, folks.
Well, Roger, thanks for the call. Glad you're excited.
Tim does not thank him for the call.
Yeah. I'm excited, too, because ladders need all the help they can get. That ladder eastbound.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.